What's going on, guys? Welcome to Debater Fans. I am AJ.
I am JJ.
I am JJ.
A little.
That's DJ, if you guys didn't hear.
The little Spider-Man shootdown, you know? The little Spider-Man meme. Well, I'm AJ, DJ, and JJ. How you guys doing?
I'm doing all right.
All right. 1 week until Thanksgiving, man.
The year ended so fast.
We're already past, today's officially halfway mark on November 15th, but a lot is happening. Football and basketball. Basketball for the wrong reasons, football for the good reasons and the bad reasons. We're going to talk about the Bills, the Monday night loss.
Suck. As I keep fucking saying it, but okay.
Monday night loss to the Denver Broncos.
Even worse.
We'll talk about a loss of, we'll talk about, are the Bills done? Because right now they're ranked 10th. In the AFC, are they done? Right? Should Stephon Diggs want out? Because his brother, Trayvon Diggs, is tweeting out, get 14 out of there. Did you know that?
Yeah, I saw that, but that doesn't really matter.
And is there beef between Josh Allen and Stephon Diggs?
I think there's been beef since the start of the season.
And we'll continue with other topics, you know, like the Browns and Texans, who was a more impressive win, Deshaun Watson's season-ending injury, tomato and tomorrow. But let's get to it. Okay, are the Bills done this season? Like, as far as their expectations of a Super Bowl aspirations, I'll say. Right? Are they done?
I think, I don't know, when did Josh Allen get into the league? Whenever he got into the league, I think that was the window to perform. Whatever team they had, because they were a lot closer they were in the past than they are right now.
I think two seasons ago when Trayvon Diggs, Stephon Diggs was like out, like watching his Chiefs and like he has his helmet.
I think that was his last shot. I think that was the last shot of the Bills as a whole organization to make it past the championship round to the Super Bowl. I've always hated the Bills, and I'm stating my case, and I've been stating it, and it's been working. They lost against Broncos, that it's half-assed.
And the Jets.
They lost to the Jets, and they're playing this week too as well.
Well, the Broncos, once they got the new defensive coordinator, they've been doing good.
Yes. So I think
they got a new DC?
Yeah. That's the reason why they've been winning games.
Really? They got rid of Vance Joseph?
I don't know where he's getting that info from. But I don't care about the Broncos. I care about the Bills, and I care that they are no show.
No, he's been there.
They are no show.
They did something, because I'm like,
something happened, but you know, Russell Wilson, that dime to was it Cortland Sutton or?
Yeah. I think it was somebody else. Jerry Judy, maybe?
Maybe.
But there is progression. For the Broncos, there is digression for the Bills. And, yeah.
I think they're done. 5-5 record is kind of hard to come back. And there's turmoil.
You can always make it to the wild card round, but
I think they still have a chance. I think this is just in a situation that was never addressed at the beginning of the season between Stephon Diggs and the whole organization, because Stephon Diggs wanted to leave at the beginning of the year.
But
they didn't let him.
You beat me to the punchline. Should he want out after the end of the season?
I think so.
I think they should get rid of him. I think he's a cancer now.
Ooh, yeah.
I think it's just another story of OBJ. It's one of those things where.
But can you blame the guy though?
Huh?
Can you blame it on Stephon? Josh Allen is a turnover machine.
I think, at the time when they were competing, it wasn't Josh Allen's fault. I felt like it was one of those things that he was just put in terrible situations. That's why they had to change the whole playoff rules because of him. They changed the whole playoff rules because of Josh Allen.
Because of the coin flip?
Yes.
Yeah.
So now both teams get an equal chance to score a touchdown. Before, that wasn't a thing in the playoffs.
Shannon Sharp did say that those 13 seconds of Josh Allen kind of like changed his course of history, because we see those, we always remind ourselves of those 13 seconds and we think that he's already up here in the echelon. But like that clearly is an anomaly, one off.
It's one of those things where he's always been so close. And unfortunately, he also got swept by the wave that's called the Bengals. The Bengals they went and shot up the last few seasons. Mm-hmm. You know, you could say the anomaly was when they beat the Chiefs, but they've been in there up and down, up in the, conference finals, twice already?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, it's one of those things where I think the Bills just got overshadowed by the behemoth that is the Chiefs. And then the Bengals are now second, where the Bills just fell down. Yeah.
Yeah.
You could blame it on Von Miller getting hurt, their defense, you know.
Their defense is hard. Their defense is, like, injury prone from up and down.
But if you're looking at Josh Allen stuff, you can't blame him. The guy, what is it? I saw a stat. There's, like, their offense is third in power rankings, I think.
Really?
Their offense.
I can fact check that.
Offensive power rankings?
Yeah, I think it was one of those things where, because did you see the new release by the
power rankings?
Not power rankings, but the goods and bads of every team.
Oh, no, I didn't.
So in that right there, that's where I'm getting the information that.
Like ESPN or CBS?
Yeah, ESPN. Mm-hmm. It's one of those things where the Bills will rank 3 in offense. The fuck? It's just that the running game is non-existent almost.
Yeah. And then Josh Allen, like, are we letting him slide too much, or we're not getting too much pressure or too much negative feedback on the turnovers? Because he's a turnover machine.
Yeah, but I see it as high risk, high reward kind of situation. Even like Trayvon Diggs, when he was healthy, he would get burned out so much, but he also has a lot of turnovers. It's just there's a high risk, high reward. He's been a like juggernaut in offense because he does those risky passes.
I see.
Because he never really had a run game to support him.
True.
Now James Cook, I guess, you know, his last game he got 100 yards. Sure.
Slowly.
But he doesn't really have a legitimate run game that could complement their passing game.
Yeah, Latavius Murray, he's already old. You know, Singletary never really got his bearing. They had several running backs, but never. He was always had to be the bell cow. But I don't know. I do believe that Stephon Diggs is going to want either one out or they're going to trade him because something's up.
It's understandable because he's not happy.
He's not happy and because he believes the window has closed, and now I believe it's officially closed for Super Bowl aspirations.
I'm a supporter of the Bills, and I also cannot disagree with you.
So true that. And it's not coincidence that Trayvon Diggs is tweeting now like get 14 out of here, and he tweeted us like, don't forget.
He's number 14, right?
Yeah. And he said, don't forget, Josh Allen was no one. I'm paraphrasing. Josh Allen was no one before 14 got there.
Did you think Stephon Diggs was great before he went to the Bills?
With the Minnesota Miracle? I think he was up there.
I think he was well known.
I think what made him big was that miracle play.
The Minnesota Miracle?
That's the only reason why he was so big.
I was shocked when they did trade him. I was very surprised. Like, oh, wow.
But he wasn't no Jefferson. No. Devontae.
No, now he is. Now he's in that top five tier.
I think, yeah.
But before he was like top 10 or scratching inside top 10.
Where is he? I think that has to do a lot with Josh Allen.
Kind of like Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce.
I think Josh Allen is capable of doing what he does, but he's been also known to do these turnovers that kind of puts the team at risk.
Like I said, I'm okay with it as long as it's a high risk, high reward kind of scenario.
I mean, almost all the time though.
So do you guys think there's beef?
I think so.
Between Josh Allen,
because there's a misunderstanding, and
in the last 12 touchdown passes, none have been to Stephon.
Because Kincaid has been catching quite a bit too.
Yes, he's actually
and he's a rookie, isn't he?
Yeah. I don't know where he's from, but if he's from Iowa, it makes sense. Them Iowa tight ends are crazy.
Yeah, not bad.
Laporta's from Iowa. Kittle's from Iowa. Like Iowa, just. Breeze tight ends for some reason.
No, but I do feel like they should move on from Stephon Diggs and bring another big name.
Well, I got a question. It's on a little side note. Do you think it's bullshit how they fired the offensive coordinator for the Bills?
No, I think it's appropriate.
I think it was bullshit because in the last play, were you guys watching the game?
No.
Okay, in the last play of the game, Sean Payton did a fake. They were going to like punt it, but then they brought in back the offense. They were going to.
Was that the 12 man on the field?
Yes.
Yeah.
See, what does the OC have to do with having 12 men on the field?
Yeah, man, but...
And Josh Allen got all the way down and he got a touchdown. Like, they were on top. He was doing his job. Get the defense, like...
Yeah, but what do you always say? Like, you should never have been in that situation to begin with.
Okay, now you're saying because of Josh Allen or in the offense, or you said because of the defense or the special teams?
This is just one of those things where the offense looks shaky.
And that's where I say, like, was there beef? Because if the OC and the head coach are not seeing eye to eye as far as where to target the ball, because Stephon Diggs' targets had gone down dramatically.
Okay.
So it's not like evidence that there's beef in there.
Maybe they're just trying to look at an offense where Stephon Diggs is no longer there.
And it cost them a man's job, I
think. And that's, yeah, pretty much.
Use him while you have him. Not wait to see and test things out. Right now you're trying to lift yourself up from a hole that you dug.
But I think they're in a position where the AFC right now is up for grabs, and I don't think they're sweating.
AFC East?
I think AFC wild cards. Because, they're not going to beat out the Dolphins.
No. Not anymore.
I don't think so.
Not anymore, no. Well, there's something else that was going
to... The Bills still have to play the Dolphins at home.
Oh, there was something that was very... Sean McDermott got hired as a head coach when Sean McVay got hired and Kyle Shanahan got hired. Okay. Both of them have gone to Super Bowls. One has a Super Bowl championship, right?
Sean McVay?
Yeah. Yes. Sean McDermott, he's the only one who hasn't gone to a Super Bowl. AFC championship, but not Super Bowl. And some are speculating that this is him saying, like, I'm going to do whatever I can to protect my job. Fire the OC, possibly fire the...
Pretty much prematurely blame other people for their incompetence.
And to the point where, like, I think it's you, man. And they're not going to move on from Josh Allen.
I don't think so.
So...
Because no matter what you said about Josh Allen, I'm like, he's still a good player.
Yeah.
It's like Aaron Rodgers. I'm like, he's still a good player even if he has all that drama.
Oh, the curse of the Madden. The Madden curse.
Yeah, this.
I forgot about the Madden curse. What was it?
Either they get hurt or they suck ass.
Yeah.
After what?
Their feature on the Madden cover.
Yes.
I forgot.
Josh Allen was the...
Damn their ass.
The only one that beat it was Mahomes and Brady. I mean, Brady sucked that year, but Mahomes won.
And Mahomes having a terrible year this year, though.
Who?
Yeah.
Mahomes is probably his worst year ever.
That's the sad part. To his standard, but if we compare it to the rest, he's still top five.
Yeah. Super, super sad note. Jared Goff or Joshua Dobbs for fantasy?
Joshua Dobbs.
Vikings? Joshua Dobbs?
Yeah.
Oh, without question. Oh, wait.
Joshua Dobbs versus against the Broncos.
Or?
Jared Goff against the Bears.
Broncos.
So,
I'll play Joshua Dobbs.
I'll say Joshua Dobbs.
Damn.
Okay, you can't go wrong with either. How about that? Well, okay, too. Where are they playing at?
I don't know. That's something.
At this point, like, you're kind of like,
what I'm
you're
saying splitting hairs. Is both those teams score as much as the opposite team scores?
I'll go with Joshua.
Who do you trust better, the Bears scoring or the Denver scoring?
Denver scoring.
Okay.
So against Bears, yeah. So Goff. The reason I would, Goff is playing against the Bears, right?
Yeah.
Well, I would say Joshua does because I'm like, usually offenses score as much as the other team. If you outscore them by like 15, 20 points, you think you're going to try to like throw the ball? No, you're going to run the ball because that makes the most sense.
I see your point.
Is Montgomery back?
Yeah. But he's RB2.
Yeah, Montgomery, he just had that one good game.
Okay.
Yeah, a really good game.
But Vikings have no running game. So they're going to rely on Dobbs to run. So yeah, Dobbs.
Okay. Yeah, Dobbs. He looks hot too, man.
Yeah,
he's hot.
All right.
He's coming off of two great.
Both. I
know. So good.
Sticking with the quarterbacks, you know, both the Ravens and the Bengals are playing this Thursday night football, and they both lost last Sunday.
Yes.
Ravens lost to the Browns, leading 31-17 in the fourth quarter, like 12 or 10 minutes into it, and obviously the Bengals and Texans was like boxing match, for blow, right? What was more impressive, win the Browns or the Texans?
The Browns.
Texans.
The Browns.
Because they were down by 14 points?
I think Browns because the Ravens, they're not to be trifled with, their defense. And for you to come back and just go on that defense is
a good point too.
Is a very good thing. And one of those things where I think CJ Stroud is a real thing.
Yes.
I don't think he's luck. So for you guys to like say that was more impressive, I was like, it was just one of those things where it's not that I expected it to happen, but I wasn't surprised. With the Browns, I was pretty much surprised, especially how shaky Deshaun has been. And this is what, his second game back? Or was his second game back? And he got hurt?
And he was battling injuries. And now this one cost him.
And then they don't have their main juggernaut, Nick Chubb. I'm like, It's just one of those things where, like, that team has gone through a lot of strife and they're still, you know,
well, can I ask you coming out ahead. Can I ask you a question? Can you name me any wide receivers for the Texans?
The Texans?
It just should be one.
Yeah, I know who. I have made a trade for him.
What about running back?
You know him well.
Running back?
Yeah.
No, I don't know running back for that team.
What about a defensive player? Any defensive player?
No. I don't know that team.
Exactly. Exactly. But
that's because that team is on the rebuild. Can
you name any players from the Bengals?
Yeah. I can name exactly. No, but that team's on the rebuild.
But that's impressive. On a rebuild team, you don't see a
progression. Yeah, but they've been on the rebuild for like 5 years, since they traded Deshaun. They're all new players that were drafted high.
And that takes too long to rebuild. 5 years?
So for me, I think Texans was a more for me, I think it was more impressive the Texans win just because of the fact Joe Burrow's on the other side.
Joe Burrow after his knee injury or whatever, a calf injury. He's been looking better.
Exactly. Slow start like always does, but now like the way I see it is like CJ wasn't flabbergasted. He wasn't like shell shocked, like, oh my God, look, it's Joe Burrow, you know, oh my God, look, it's oh my God, his wide receivers. I forgot his name.
Tank Dell, Robert Woods.
No. For the Bengals. Jamar Chase, T. Higgins, Joe Mixon, like, oh my God, look, those are really good players, you know? He wasn't fazed by that. He was like, okay. You're old now. Watching. Yeah. You're old now.
He's only like 3 years old now.
Is he?
Yeah. Joe's only been in the league for three.
I think he just seemed like cool and collective. But for me, since the Bengals started slow, I think it's because no one saw the Texans. Everyone thought the Texans and the Panthers were going to have the same situation. Shitty year.
Not after game three.
Well, at the beginning when everyone was 0-0.
Yeah.
Exactly, right? But now.
I don't know about the Texans. The Texans, I think they're going to be not as good as they were, but I don't think they're going to be at the bottom.
And rumor has it that someone who used to be a Texans might want to come back out of retirement to play.
J.J. Watt?
Mm-hmm.
No.
He's still squatting 600,000 pounds.
Milligrams.
I mean, he's still squatting 600 pounds, allegedly.
I was like, 600,000? I was like, what kind
600,000 of joules. How about that? 600,000 joules. And for all your nerds,
I don't see him coming back from retirement. It could be all fucking shit.
It's one of those things where, like...
Well, not to the Texans, but, like, some other contender, you know? You know, some people are knocking on. They're like, hey, how you doing? How's the knee? How are the fingers? How's the back? Your pec is good, right? Look at that nice pec, you know?
Brady?
No, like
who
teams.
Are you talking about?
Teams are knocking on the door for him. Like, hey, how you feel? God, you're so...
Man, that's fucking not going to happen, dude. I already told you my case. You could continue on. It's not going to happen.
JJ came out on the Pat McAfee show.
He can talk all he wants.
God, what's wrong with you?
No, but sometimes skill does overcome.
You would have wanted to see JJ and TJ lined up on both sides of the field?
That'd be fucking awesome.
I'm just saying, man.
But for the Steelers, no.
No,
JJ and Max Crosby. That'd be a dominant duo.
Mid awards for players. He has a defensive player of the year. Max Crosby.
I thought he was just a contender.
Well, CBS gave like mid season awards.
Okay.
They're not official, but like, hey, congrats.
Yeah, and if he stays healthy and he keeps playing the way he's playing, yeah, he has good.
But like sticking with the Browns, what was your guys' reaction to the Browns announcing that Sean Watson needs season-ending surgery? What was your reaction to this morning?
Blue balls. I was big on the Sean Watson.
Oh my lord!
Train.
You were.
I was big.
But he played really good against the Ravens. Like
that's what I'm saying. I was really big, but this right here, this is just like. Damn, man, this guy man got paid for this, and he got hurt earlier in the year, and he didn't look good when
guaranteed?
He first started.
230 fully guaranteed,
man.
First year when he was suspended, it was like first year when he was suspended, like he only got paid like 8 point something. This year, 63. Next year, 68.
Yeah, I'm saying like if he doesn't recover, and really come out ahead, he's like the biggest bust in contracts, and this is gonna be detrimental to anybody who wants guaranteed money.
Not for like skills, just you were broken. You're just
no. I think it's one of those things where I felt like he didn't properly keep himself in shape.
Ever since he went to Cleveland, he couldn't go to his massage place, so he's just like he couldn't loosen up those knots inside his muscles, man.
I don't think he had enough drive, because it was one of those things where he got the guaranteed money.
He got paid. Time to relax.
Guaranteed money too. It's not like
paid and get laid.
Pretty much. This is like, nah, I'm good. Like, I already proved myself. I'm gonna prove myself.
It sucks because like I had so high inspirations, and the Browns having like the number one best defense this season with Myles Garrett playing like a defensive player of the year candidate. Obviously with that secondary.
But back if there. It was a year to get hurt, it was this year.
And like yeah,
because Nick Chubb.
And it just sucks that Nick Chubb. I mean, yeah.
The Nick Chubb he's been so healthy, so consistent. It's one of those, you know, tragedies that this man was like, it happened.
Did you ever see the leg injury to Nick? Yeah, I don't want to see it either. Apparently, it's gruesome.
Yeah, I know.
Like the whole stand was like, ooh.
Yeah.
So, but it sucks for the player. It sucks for fans because we want to see,
you know. No, yeah.
It sucks balls for Browns fans, because like they feel like they're cursed. Like no matter what they do, there's always something. Like you get the best, air quotes, the best player in the league in a time.
But don't you see the thing is like one of those bittersweet victories for some people?
Or you think this is karma?
I think so.
Ooh,
I think it's one of those things where a lot of people were like really against him, and it just made a lot of people happy. Not me. I was like I said, blue balls, man. I just really wanted this man to.
But like, is this really flourish? A defeat? Okay, yes. On paper, this is a defeat for Deshaun.
This is a defeat for everybody for that organization. No,
it's a defeat for on paper. But like, if you see Deshaun, like,
he's good, man.
He's good. Yeah, he's going to rehab. Good. He got his money. This is probably like the last contract he's going to get.
Yeah, this is the last contract. This is all he needs, man. Yeah. This is what everybody wishes.
Generation
for.
Generation of wealth, right here.
Yeah, guaranteed money. Like you don't have to
pay
do
all
nothing.
Your baby mamas, all 30 of them back in Texas, man.
That's why I don't think guaranteed money should be guaranteed money. I think it should still be with incentives. Like you gotta score 300 yards. You have to score this. Like you have to do certain things to get that money.
But like people say, like if you get hurt, then you're screwed.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like it shouldn't be all guaranteed, but it should be very incentive wise.
Well, that's why contracts are like, oh, Patrick Mahomes signs a. Let's say
I think Patrick Mahomes was with a lot of incentives, wasn't it?
No. It was $500 million for 10 years, but it was very flexible, very team friendly.
Yeah.
But like, let's just say Jalen Hurts, right? He signed what, like $250 million?
Yeah.
But like, $187 million was fully guaranteed. So basically, they save a year or two if they really wanted to. But fun fact: before we transition to basketball, can you two tell me the top five most expensive NFL tickets?
Raiders
per average ticket.
Raiders.
Number one.
Yeah, Raiders.
Raiders, SoFi Stadium.
No? SoFi Stadium?
No. The Rams.
No.
Really? That's the newest stadium, though.
Nope. Average ticket price. Not Rams. Not SoFi.
Small tickets, small stadiums.
Tell me the team. Chiefs. They're number four.
The Bills.
Miami?
Nope.
Miami,
nope.
Too. Miami, no?
The Bills, no?
Mm-mm.
Ravens?
Giants. No and no.
Why would you say the Giants? Giants are like $80.
New York.
They're so cheap. It's an old stadium. It's ugly.
No, but those.
The Falcons?
Nope.
No, that's like the cheapest. For like $20.
No, you but get their
like
stadium is very nice.
Yeah, but for you like answered, $20, you get a bunch of food.
You answer one and four. I will say.
Don't.
The Bengals.
We got no. it. San Francisco?
No.
What? No, San Francisco?
Nope.
Seattle?
Nope.
Detroit?
Nope.
What?
I'm just guessing,
Packers.
Man.
Packers?
Yes, number five.
Vikings.
Nope.
Tampa Bay.
Number three.
Why is Tampa Bay more expensive?
Tom Brady effect.
Tom Brady, man.
Oh, that's so stupid. Did I hint on something?
The Raiders?
No, no.
The Patriots.
Patriots
what
number two.
What the fuck?
Second dude? Most expensive average.
I don't know why the Patriots.
With $387.
Gillette Stadium?
Are we missing one?
Not even a good stadium.
No, so the most expensive tickets go per average. The Raiders. Packers, Chiefs, Bucks, Patriots, Raiders. it's so ironic that the top three most expensive locations, Tom Brady has his footprint inside of it.
And currently is
the Packers?
No, Raiders. He's minority order.
Patriots
and Bucks.
Oh, I thought the Packers drive five.
Yeah.
Packers top five most expensive.
Crazy.
It's crazy, huh?
It's because the Raiders Stadium is also small.
Yes. It's
he's small and new. So,
business wise, he was like less quantity, more demand because
higher quality, too.
Yeah. Yep. But let's transition really quick to basketball before we do our prediction so we can get DJ out of here. So, you guys just saw the video. DJ, you just saw the video of the of Timberwolves and Warriors. It came down to that the NBA has suspended Draymond Green for 5 games because of the troll cold, body slam, everything you want to say about Draymond Green to Rudy Gobert. What was your guys' reaction to that?
I'll let GJ start because it's more raw.
See, I just saw it. This is my first time seeing it. I think Rudy Gobert, I think he deserved. He deserved that. All right, let me explain myself.
Ass, okay, he's the nicest player.
Okay, no. So, the thing is, when you separate a dispute, I would call this a dispute. It wasn't a fight. I'll call this a dispute. When you separate a dispute, you cannot put your hands on the opposition, on the opponent, on the other team. You have to, especially in a team sport. In any adrenaline team sport, you have to hold back your own player. Get in between your player and the other player and tell your player to go back. As soon as you touch the other player as an outsider to this conflict, you're gone, man.
You are the problem.
You are. You will get retaliation.
But was it called for, that chokehold?
You say chokehold. I say he just held them down.
He held him.
I think he got him from the collar.
Okay, Steve.
I'm not a big. No, he did, bro. Was Rudy Gobert saying he can't breathe?
No.
Oh, why are you going to use that phrase, man? Really going to say that phrase?
Oh.
Really, you're going to go
down racism in this podcast?
I'm just saying, a choke is when somebody prevents you from breathing. That's a chokehold.
There was a point where he wasn't. The beginning.
What I'm saying is,
started off like he hugged it, and then as he came around,
I think all the pressure was on his collarbone.
DJ, I just googled chokehold, right?
That is not what it looked like.
No. Okay, you see, it's a military. It's a military picture. Now we compare it to Draymond's. It is very close.
Not even.
He's
one-handing him, and then all the pressure is on the collarbone region, not on the neck.
Even Shaquille O'Neal was chokeholding Charles Barkley.
That's not what Rudy Gobert. No. Not once did he squeeze into preventing him from breathing. All he did was
look at that.
He's trying to separate.
That man is trying to hurt Rudy.
No, he's trying to pull him away, man.
Look at.
Okay. It's called leverage for all of you that don't know anything about physics. So when the opponent is taller and bigger than you,
you have to pull him down.
You have to pull him down so you get the tallest part and then you pull. It's called leverage. The farthest part away from the waist, because the waist is your lever.
So it's just funny that I Googled chokehold. The first image is a military training. The second image is Draymond Green. And this is just me.
That's fucking funny.
It's just me. This is Google telling you, no, DJ, it's a fucking chokehold.
It's just the media can paint it however it wants.
What do you mean the
this
media?
This is true, too.
It's can do that. They're demonizing. They always demonize Draymond Green.
And anybody,
he's a dirty player. You know that.
What I'm saying is, I don't think what he did was dirty.
DJ, JJ.
No.
He's not?
No. I think he's just a...
misunderstood.
I think he's more of a the reality of his situation. I don't think he's a dirty player. I think he just plays rough.
Yes, he's a rough player.
Okay, Mitchell, Donovan Mitchell, is he a dirty player?
I don't know
who he is.
Donovan Mitchell, the former Jazz player with the Cavaliers?
I know who he is, but I don't see him play enough. Yeah.
Okay, but you know of him.
Yes, I know who he is.
Like people call him like the
Spider.
Spider, right? You know, the... D-Wade 2.0, the way of his game style,
hell
right?
Fuck yeah. No, but okay.
That's what people... We're not experts. We're just going to take their word. And mostly it's Stephen A. saying that, right?
Like Chris Paul.
Yeah, sort of. Sure. Okay.
They get on people's skins.
What's the point of you saying? Warriors were playing against the Cavaliers a couple days ago, and Donovan Mitchell was running to, like, on the offensive side, and Draymond Green was right next to him, and he shoulder shoved him and sent Donovan Mitchell, like,
on the
floor, off balance and to the crowd. So Donovan Mitchell came back, and when he saw Draymond Green had the ball, he got really into Draymond Green's face, or, like, he body checked him, like, to throw him off balance, and Draymond Green started going, like, face to face, and they ejected Draymond Green.
Yes.
Did we forget that Draymond Green stomped on Javonis, on that guy?
That was not a stomp either.
Did we forget
that? The guy was holding his leg. The
man kicked. Draymond Green kicked not one.
LeBron.
Not two.
He got kicked too. Everyone fucking does it, but you got, it's always everybody.
So that stomp, like the Warriors. That was, the guy was holding his leg, and a lot of injuries happen when somebody holds your ankle. So what? Or, like, I'm just saying.
What purpose, like, do you have to kick Steven Adams and the coochie?
Steven Adams? Oh, a long time ago.
What purpose?
I'm saying
the man is a gentle giant.
It happens,
from
man.
From Iceland, I think.
He did it to LeBron James, too. It happens.
They did it to Draymond, too. So it's not like he's not doing it on everybody. It's everyone against him, too. I'm
saying the extreme examples, like the stomping, the choke holding,
these are all Draymond's actions.
Oh, so nothing's ever happened to any other player.
Can you tell me something that a player has physically, like in the context of what Draymond has done to players, can you guys name me any time any player has done that something to Draymond?
One more. To Draymond?
Yes.
Not to Draymond. Oh, yeah. He got kicked in the nuts not too long ago by Jared Allen.
So he gave you an example, man. Shut up.
Yeah, like, he got kicked.
No, what I'm saying is, it's just one of those things where it's like, you mess around and you find out.
The more you how does that graph go? The more you fuck around, yeah, the more you're gonna find out.
You mess around, the more you're gonna find out.
I think Draymond's a dirty player.
What I'm saying is,
he's a rough, competitive player.
Every situation where it's an extreme.
You really pissed me off, Steve Kerr. I'm just saying.
No, I'm just saying. If those guys did not instigate this situation, Draymond would not have responded likely. If the guy didn't hold his leg, Draymond wouldn't have stepped on him.
Did you know what Rudy Gobert say?
What?
That every time that Stephen Curry is not playing, Draymond tries to find any way to get ejected because he doesn't want to get exposed of being a shitty player.
Who said this?
Rudy Gobert.
Being a shitty player?
Yeah. Well, he's like talking shit, and then he's over here
he's not that good either.
Rudy?
Yeah.
As Draymond, at the position? As a center?
Draymond's a multiple-time champion. Three-time champion, right?
Yeah. Yes.
How are you going to say a three-time champion starter?
Four-time champion.
Is he four-time?
He's a lot, dude. He's more than Rudy Gobert.
I'm like, he's a multiple-time champion as a starter. And you're saying he's not good? Man, get out of here.
Four times.
Doesn't matter.
Yes, that's okay. It doesn't matter. He has more champions than Rudy Gobert. I'm not comparing
championships.
I know, but he's been in a championship team as a starter, as a key player.
I think he's referencing to, like, in current times that Draymond's washed up completely.
He has a legacy, and he still plays hard.
Okay.
And then Draymond has not always just been a physical guy. He's also a great passer, and he sets up plays for his teammates.
Bill Belichick has a legacy in New England. He's about to be booted.
Okay. But Draymond Green is still good, man. He still sets up plays.
You can't compare a coach to a basketball player, just for the record.
Legacy.
I know, but Bill Belichick isn't the one actually winning the game. It's just the players.
Yeah. He's just saying, do this.
It's different. Bill Belichick is not in the grind.
You said Brady did a lot for Belichick. Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay.
But Draymond Green is actually winning championships, not Steve Kerr. Steve Kerr is the one leading them to the championship, sure. But he's not the one in there
putting up
in the grime, in the pen, putting in the work.
San Diego State Union Tribune.
Tribunal.
Tribunal. Carryout restraint is the one you put the forearm.
I know, but you have
to. And then chokehold. That's what Draymond's
doing. No.
Look at this.
So the key in a chokehold, like I said, in every single situation, is leverage and pressure. So you lock with one hand and you use your other hand to apply more pressure.
This is a university document. You can fight the university.
I know, but look at their hands. One hand and the other hand to apply more pressure. Draymond Green.
Draymond is doing that. He has his right hand, his right elbow under Rudy's.
I know, but throw, the other hand.
The other hand's pulling on it.
No, he's pulling on his shoulder.
Draymond's left hand is pulling on his right hand. Henceforth,
so look at the zoom in image that you saw before. That's a terrible image. I can't see from all the way over here. Look at his hand.
That's the
look
at his hand. That's the beginning where he couldn't get a good grip. Now he got a good grip. Now he's dragging him out.
I can't see that image. Okay. Show me an enlarged image.
Put it on the TV.
What I'm saying is Rudy should have never touched Klay. Draymond is very defensive when it comes to Curry and Klay. That's his brothers.
Okay. You say you want a clear image? I mean, if you say this is not chokehold status, and you must be blind as hell.
No. I don't see it.
At this point, he's not putting a chokehold. If you see the lever point is right there on his forearm and it's pushing his chest down, pushing to the ground. That's why you saw his back bending backwards. Because the point of this is not to choke him. The point of this
is to pull him apart.
Is to pull him away from Klay. Why would he put his hands on Klay? With the adrenaline? Yes, it looks very violent.
But I get it.
What I'm saying is he should never put his hands on Klay. He messed around, found out. You always separate the players by putting your hands on your own teams. What happened when D'Angelo Russell separated AD from who was the other dude?
From what game?
From recently?
Yeah, the last game.
Against the Grizzlies?
Against the Grizzlies. He got there was four Jackson?
No.
There was four five technicals.
Was there?
Yeah, one for AD and the guy that started it, and then D'Angelo Russell and Bane.
Bane, yes.
So Bane.
I saw the shove. I didn't see the rest of the
after. So Bane went and faced against AD.
Yes.
Like, yo, what the hell, man? That's not cool. Like, what are you doing? And D'Angelo Russell, he pushed Bane and then wrapped his hands to AD and said, let's go. That's what a teammate's supposed to do. But if he would have put his hands on Bane and wrapped his hands around Bane, the Grizzlies would respond equally. What I'm saying is Rudy, he knows what he did.
I mean, God damn, look at that.
Rudy knows what he did, and he's a professional in this sport, and he should know that you don't put your hands on the other guy that's fighting, because at that point, it's two against one.
Let me read that quote that he
tweet
has.
From Sam Amick at Aunt Sam Amick.
Rudy Gobert to The Athletic on the Draymond Green chokehold. It was a long time. And if he knew how to choke, it could have been way worse. His intention was to take me out. Wait, you say if he knew how, he would have done it, but he was trying to?
What he's saying is that...
It's not like a...
That is not a... Like, what he's saying is like, he didn't really choke me because he didn't know how to choke me. What he's saying is like, it wasn't really a choke, but if he was actually a
yeah, if he was trying to, he would have.
He's pretty much saying that Draymond can't fight. That's what he's saying.
I'm
just saying, like, he knew what he was doing.
But okay,
he's not an innocent bystander.
The thing that's, and he got suspended for 5 games. You think he was too much, too little, or about right? I think it's about right. I think I would want 10 games, and the only reason why I say I would want 10 games, the NBA is promoting this in-season tournament, and it happened during a prime time in-season game. Like, exactly. This is what you're promoting. Like, every single commercial about the Las Vegas and, like, Draymond and pushing another thing
is
bank.
One,
like,
is one of those things.
Like, you're really promoting this Malice in the Palace 2.0?
It's like, I think the NBA and a lot of sports teams are trying to really prevent the anti-violence. That's why there's no taunting, none of this stuff, because they're trying to prevent this toxicity that is the reason why Ja Morant is not active right now.
That's the only reason why I would prefer 10 games, because if you're really strict.
Yeah, I understand why you got suspended.
I think that's the only reason people.
But do I see him as a villain? No.
Stephen A. Smith was saying he should only get 2 games. I'm like,
that's too little. I think 10 is too much.
Yeah.
Because you're now ruling him out from almost the NBA in-tournament. The in-tournament.
It's technically preseason, right? Right now?
What?
No, it's not preseason.
For what? The in-season tournament? Or?
Oh, no, I thought it was preseason. Because I thought that I thought the season started like
October 20th. So 20, something in the 20th, okay. Like
23rd or
24th. Yeah, we're like a little under a month in.
Yeah.
It's not preseason, bro. Season has started.
It's actual season now. This is where you fight to stay alive.
Well, I guess it was only because of the bubble that the season started in December, I guess.
And they've been talking about moving the, adjusting the timeline for the NBA because they can't compete against the NFL. And they use that bubble as an excuse to like, hey, we're starting early. That's why there's a lot of players that got injured that year. And LeBron was like, ooh. But you guys know, fun fact, I think JJ, you told me this, that LeBron has filed a complaint against the league.
I think it was the Lakers did.
Oh, the Lakers have filed a complaint.
Yes, saying because of the way they're officiating.
Allow no LeBron. Calls. But did you know that Lakers are leading the league of this season and last season and the most calls given to the Lakers?
Yeah, and the most free throws.
Most free throws taken. Given.
So they're getting everything. And they're still complaining. Fucking just making their own cake and still eating it.
All right, man. Go ahead, man. We're not even talking about that right now.
Okay, no, and fuck the Lakers. To wrap it up, we'll wrap it up with the basement team with the Clippers. They traded for James Harden. They're 0-5 ever since the Harden deal. And I think the 76ers are on like a 8-2 run. They're like basically ever since they traded away James Harden. Tyrese Maxey, he's balling now. He's averaging like 28 points a game.
Yeah, he's the number two.
He is like...
He deserves to be a number two.
James Harden. So what do you guys' reaction to that? That James Harden is 0-5.
I'll start because...
Yeah, it's one of those things where it's unfair to say that because, you know, that whole team got rebuilt.
Can I just
You're asking this? Like Russell Wilson... what's his name? Russell Westbrook then just joined the team too.
Well, can I just add to this before the James Harden trade? Because you know how the Lakers traded away Russell Westbrook last year. Mm-hmm. Once Russell Westbrook got to the Clippers, and their efficiency, they were like top 10 as far as scoring, defense, rebounds, and in this season they were like I think 3-1, or like they were up there. They were really good. Ever since the trade. They are averaging like 105 points per game, which is dead last.
105? Wow. This season?
Yes.
Wow.
Since the James Harden trade.
What is it, like 4 games? 5 games?
Yeah. No, we're 12.
About 12 games in.
Okay. We're like, what, 12 out of 80? Is that like 10%?
I don't know.
Me neither. 15%?
A little bit less, no?
But anyway. You think the Clippers can turn around?
The Clippers can. I think it's just a matter of.
I think it has to do a lot too with Kawhi Leonard too. I think he needs to just. He doesn't look as good as he did when he was with the, Toronto or even with the Spurs.
And the thing is, what does Russell? Can Russell Westbrook play off the ball? No, he needs a ball in his hand. Can Paul George play off the ball? No. Can Kawhi play off the ball? No.
Paul George and Kawhi can.
They're not as strong. Like you know how Steph Curry just runs around. He's really good at like.
Kawhi can. Paul George, you're right. Paul George sets it up in his own plays. Is that what you mean? Yeah. But Kawhi can easily just catch and shoot.
Well, according to all like the experts, they all say that all four of them are ball dominant. They all need a ball in their hands.
I think it's one of those things where
that's true.
Where Westbrook, yeah, he's a great passer. But yeah, James Harden, I feel like he's a shadow of who he ever was. And even his defense, I guess, is the only thing that's improved over the years.
This is going to make Ty Lue retire. He's like, I can't do with the stress. I just can't. Like,
what are we doing? Shouldn't be stressed. If you have four great players on the floor.
Because James Harden is another Carmelo Anthony. Sure, he can shoot. But the man's a liability on the field.
That's it, man. Like his time is over, basically. So, we'll see. I'm rooting for Ty Lue. Because I like the players they have. I like the three they had.
I think the Clippers are their own. They're their own demons, man. Because they end up doing good, but then they shoot themselves in the foot.
Agreed.
Like the Suns. The Suns the same way.
Agreed. Let's wrap it up. Let's get DJ out of here so he can go back to his party. Let's wrap it up. Thursday Night Football. Bengals and Ravens.
The Bengals.
Ravens.
You know what's funny? Fun fact. Okay. So Jim Harbaugh, the Michigan head coach, he's suspended for 3 games, and they're going
only three. I thought he was suspended. I thought he couldn't be in the field for the rest of the season.
That's what I heard.
That's what I heard.
3 games. That's what I heard, too.
That's not 3 games.
I don't know about that, Chief.
That's what I heard. It's 3 games.
Definitely.
No, I heard 3 games.
He said, I thought he couldn't even be on the field.
No, he can be Monday through Friday practice.
What does this mean either way?
Yeah, but he can't be in the games.
Well, the point is, Pat McAfee said, like, hey, what was it like his brother coaches Michigan? What? Yeah, John Harbaugh, you know? What was it? John Harbaugh coaches Michigan. He's like, does they even align? He's like, yeah, Michigan's playing against some team in Maryland, and the Ravens are hosting the Bengals. That's in Maryland. And it's just kind of like the biggest like troll, like, because it's a lot. It's like, I guess
I understand, but stupid.
This is what I've heard. And this is what I'm trying to understand.
Have you ever seen the interview with Mike Tomlin?
Mike Tomlin, yes. Oh, which interview?
The ones that would you go and coach?
College.
Yeah. You know how insulted he was?
Yeah. Very insulting. I think it was because he's like, no one else talked about that except for him.
Yes, because
he's black.
Yes.
Yes.
And you're saying that, what I'm saying is like, no, just keep go back to conversation. This is ridiculous. Yeah. I don't even know why you even talk about this.
It was just a troll.
I see it's a troll.
It was a troll because Pat McAfee's like, how epic would it have been like if John come in like, oh, you got rid of one Harbaugh? Well, I got another one. Because I guess the Harbaugh family is a family of coaches. Like dad, granddad, and stuff like that.
I can see that.
And I guess they took Jim Harbaugh's like computer and iPhone and like laptop away to confirm if he was if he had any knowledge of cheating. So basically, long story short, he had scout who is tasked in stealing science.
He talks about this already.
The scout went above and beyond and infiltrated the team. And Jim's saying like, I didn't know he was doing this. I had no knowledge. And everyone's saying like, but you're the head coach. You should know. And it's like, oh, I didn't. Like, well, bullshit. We're fine. We're like putting a hammer on you because you should know. And that's basically it.
That's dumb. AJ, we already talked about this.
Okay, I just want to clarify that we were very confused last week. But Steelers at Browns with Browns. No Deshaun Watson, no Nick Chubb.
Browns.
Steelers.
Browns.
Raiders at Dolphins. Oh, quick save of the Raiders. Congratulations on the 2-0.
Yes.
It was an ugly game, but still.
A win's a win.
But Dolphins.
I already told you what the issue was with the Raiders, and you saw it clearly this week. Yeah. I told you that was one of those things where O'Connell didn't look good.
He needs to get the ball a little lower, but we'll get it.
And then you put him on a team that has a good defense like the Jets. Because the only reason why the Jets are winning is because of their defense.
Yes.
So it was a good test for O'Connell.
Yep.
So I thought he did well.
Now it's going to be a good test for your defense to see how they stop against Waddle and Hill.
Yeah. But it's going to be a good game.
Okay. Bears at Lions.
Dolphins, by the way.
Oh, Dolphins.
Raiders.
Okay. Bears at Lions. Lions.
Lions.
Lions.
Titans at Jaguars.
Jaguars.
Dude, is it Titans?
Fucking suck.
Was it Titans?
I said Titans.
You suck ass. Will Levis?
That good anyways.
Chargers at Packers. Chargers.
Packers. Nathaniel, is that his
Chargers.
Name? No, that's somebody else. Is it Nathaniel Hackett?
That's the offensive coordinator for the Jets.
Never mind.
Who are you talking about?
Who's the guy for the Chargers?
Brandon Staley.
Yeah, he needs to get fired. He's going to lose that game.
I know. Cardinals at Texans. Cowboys at Panthers.
Cowboys.
Giants at Commanders. Commanders.
Commanders.
Buccaneers at 49ers.
Niners.
Jets at Bills.
Jets.
Bills.
Yes, sir. Jets are going to fuck them up.
Jets are losing sales.
Seahawks at Rams. Rams.
Seahawks.
You're just a hater.
No, see, the Rams can't beat the Seahawks.
Well, we have Carson Wentz.
We beat them in the first game of the season.
Remember Gino said, oh, God. Vikings at Broncos.
Vikings.
That's Sunday Night Football?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good game.
Well, Monday Vikings. Night Football is going to be a great game.
And Battle of the Kelsey's and Taylor Swift.
It's the repeat of the Super Bowl.
Eagles versus Chiefs. Who you guys
Eagles.
Got?
Eagles.
Eagles.
I think the Chiefs.
Nah.
The Eagles.
If Taylor Swift shows up to Kansas City, then I'm going with the Chiefs. If not, no Taylor Swift, no win for the Chiefs. I'm going with the Eagles.
I'm going with the most handsome man in the world.
Travis Kelce. Nice.
Jason Kelce
versus pop star sensation Taylor Swift. It's going to be a good game. But that's it, man. Thank you so much for listening. We'll catch you in the next one. Peace.